This particular edition of my podcast is very specifically aimed at all of the SBR students that are sitting the exam in September 23. In particular, those who have self-studied, and in particular, those who have having to resit this exam, having previously studied it under the old syllabus for June. I want to concentrate in this podcast in the changes that have been introduced for the first time in the September 23 exam and how I can specifically help you. Now, the big picture is there are two fundamental changes. And the first change is about investor focus. The king is dead. Long live the king. Current issues is no more. Instead, we have the idea that the examiner wants to test us on an investor focus, putting us in the shoes of investors and advising them. And it may be maybe advising them around current issues or around accounting policies or accounting standards. Now, the good news is I have already done a separate podcast all about investor focus. So I would encourage you straight away to come back and find that edition of the podcast. Now, the second major change relates to the way that group accounts are going to be tested in question number one. You're going to be given, and you may have heard this already, a pre-populated spreadsheet. Now, what I want to reassure you, especially those people who have done the exam before, is the technical level of what you're being tested hasn't changed. It's simply the way and the style and the presentation that has changed. Yes, you still have numbers. Yes, you still have words. But you will be presented with a pre-populated spreadsheet, which will require updating and adjusting. Now, the good news is, if you WhatsApp me, I can send you a special link. Doesn't matter who you are or where you are. If you WhatsApp me, I can send you a special link, which will give you access to some examples of me working through. All right. So if you don't know my WhatsApp number, in the UK, it's 07725 350793, and if you are not in the UK, it's +44 7725 350793. Now, I'll repeat those numbers at the end of the podcast. What I want to do is talk to you very briefly about how that pre-populated spreadsheet is going to work. You know, I've already written my mock exams. I've already been teaching the September exam now for months. I've already been engaged by ACCA to help them train the trainers for this transitional approach. So question number one, this pre-populated spreadsheet, you'll be given a set of accounts already prepared. Could be a balance sheet, statement of financial position, could be a profit and loss account with other comprehensive income, or it could be a cash flow statement. But the idea is you're given the set of accounts in draft. You will never, ever have to prepare those accounts from scratch. You're given them, either balance sheet, P&L, or cash flow. But those financial statements that you're given will be wrong. They'll need changing. There'll be an accounting policy incorrectly applied. There'll be an impairment which hasn't been recognised. There'll be an associate which has been dealt with as a sub, or a sub which has been dealt with as an associate. And you will have to numerically change on the pre-populated spreadsheet the numbers that need changing. And you will have to explain. Now, maybe I've done that the wrong way around, because the requirement will talk to you about the requirement will first of all be asking for the explanation, and the final part of question one will be to illustrate, to demonstrate how those changes are going to take place. So you could have a situation where the group hasn't done its impairment review hasn't calculated the impairment loss. So you're going to have to, as a separate calculation, work out that impairment loss and explain how you've done it and the impact of NCI being measured as a proportion of net assets, or the impact of NCI being measured as a fair value, how that impacts on the treatment of the loss and on the NCI. Now, that could be done in a balance sheet context, could be done in a P&L context, could even be done in a cash flow context. All right, you've got to think those through. You've got to be comfortable with it. Now, the good news is that I do have revision courses, plural, available with fresh material directly written to support you for the September exam. And that's either the Revision Plus course or the Revision Core course. And the difference between the two is the marking. The difference between the two is the fact that on the Revision Plus course, I'm very proactively taking in marking, on assignments and on two mock examinations. These are original mock examinations that you won't have seen on the practice platform, that aren't in any of the kits. Material that is definitely going to challenge you and educate you. So the Revision Core course has all the plethora of resources, the revision notes, the marking challenges, the mock exams that the Revision Plus course has, but it doesn't have that marking element. So if you're interested, get in touch with me. It's the same WhatsApp details that everybody can have access to, some sample material, some educational material at no charge. Just WhatsApp me, please, on in the UK, 07725 350793. Or if you are not in the UK, +44 7725 350793. Thank you for listening. SBR is a challenge. September is going to be a challenge. Let me help you make it easier for you to pass this examination.